Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
Hey friends, I want to invite you out to the 14th Annual Barbecue and Blues Festival hosted by Bob Sykes Barbecue Saturday, April 26th at DeBartleben Park from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. For tickets and information, go to bobsykesblues.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over at her shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. Coronation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on a special community in the state of Alabama. It's Woodstock, Alabama. And to talk about that, I have Mayor Jeff Dodson on the line with me as we talk about an upcoming festival with headliner Tracy Lawrence. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jeff Dodson.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark. going to be a May 17th is going to be a great afternoon and evening, a great concert. Got a good lineup. Tracy Lawrence, hey, couldn't ask for more.
Before we get into the concert and what's going to be involved in the music festival, let's talk about your town. Let's talk about Woodstock. What you love about your town, why you chose to serve as mayor.
You know, this is my home. I've been here since I was 17 years old, and it's one of the fastest growing communities in the state of Alabama, makes the top 10. So we're excited about where it's going. It's a beautiful place to live. We're excited. I mean, we're just excited about what's going on here and how the town's developing. And so this festival's meant a lot to us and what it does for the community as well. So we couldn't be more excited.
When you think about as a 17-year-old growing up in Woodstock and then think about today as you're talking about the growth and being in the top rankings of town growth in the state of Alabama, what are the changes that you've seen, the biggest changes that you've seen in Woodstock in your lifetime?
Well, you know, when I came here as a young kid at 17, you know, I just moved out from home, you know, your first home, you move out on your own and you get down here and it's really rural and parts of it still are. But to see where development over the years has come, and one of our biggest challenges, like anybody, is separating commercial development from residential. You still, you know, as much as you enjoy the amenities of a growing community, you still want to keep that small town feel, and that's really the goal here. And so that's why people want to live here. It's a beautiful place to be and so full of great people. So it's just an exciting place to be for me.
I know there's a lot of towns and cities that would love to have that recipe for growth, because here you are in Woodstock, and as you mentioned, having that growth that's happening over the past few decades in Woodstock. What is the recipe for Woodstock specifically? What is it about Woodstock that is causing it to grow in the way that it is?
Well, I think a lot has to do with location, where we're located here in central Alabama. We're actually located in North Bibb in Tuscaloosa County. And so two interstate exits hit our town. Of course, you have industries such as Mercedes-Benz, Spice and Crump, Molitech, and then as we go in right now, residential development is starting to multiply as well. And so you still got that small town feel, of course, with easy access to Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, Hoover, you know. So we're kind of that place to get away, but still with the amenities to operate and serve your community.
Absolutely. When me and my wife first got married, we lived in Tuscaloosa, and we attended church at North Bibb Church of Christ in your county. And then also my brother, he went to West Blockton to church. The Mosleys were there. And then the Browns were at North Bibb, and we really enjoyed that area. We loved going outside of Tuscaloosa and getting to know the people in that community through the church family. It was really a great experience for us, especially early in our marriage. You know, when you're looking for friends and connections to make when you're first married, to find those people you can hang around, you know, and enjoy yourselves with.
Well, I could, you know, the folks you just mentioned, the Mosleys, were some of the best people you could have been around. I mean, what leadership they gave to these communities. And so, they, you know, if you're going to have good influences, you couldn't have picked better. So,
absolutely. One of my dear friends, his name was Gene Smythe, and he helped to build the church at West Blockton. And I believe he also was involved with the church at North Bibb. They were very involved in that community as well. So I have really close ties to a lot of people in that area and appreciate, as you talked about, the growth, I believe, is coming from the nature of the people, too, because you have some people there who are ready, willing, and able to make a positive impact in their community to help it grow and to meet the challenges.
Well, there's no doubt. It's just like the folks you just mentioned. I mean, isn't that what small town's about?
Absolutely.
I mean, we all look for amenities that, whether it's shopping or grocery stores or restaurants or things of this nature that's close to us. But I don't know, you know, almost everybody wants to remain away from the hustle and bustle if they can. And so that's kind of the goal here where we are. And, you know, I mean, that's what excites me. There's things I love about going to the Cahaba River and the slow, you know, bustle of the town. But absolutely, it's great to be able to enjoy the amenities there. But the main thing is what a wonderful community. People are great. And that's kind of how our music festival got started. And that's kind of how it's remained to this day. And so that it's really about the community. We just invite everyone in to come have a good time with us.
This is the 8th annual Woodstock Music Festival, and it started, I'm guessing that y'all probably did not have a music festival in 2020, but yeah, this would have started in 2016 maybe?
Yes, sir. Listen, it started, you know, I mean, it really started when we were, you know, the last administration prior to us had started a senior center, and then we were actually working on a new senior center when I came into office. And, what had happened, the state had kind of cut some of the funding on the nutrition program. And, you know, I got with some friends of mine that were musicians, and we were going to have just a concert or really an afternoon in the park next door to Town Hall. And, well, it hit the news and the name Woodstock, and at the time the S-Town podcast was hot. It kind of blew up, and then we went over and talked to the folks at Holiday Raceway because, you know, we just had to move it. It was just overloading, and it went from there. And, you know, to see where it is today, you know, that first show had 14 acts, and they were all volunteers. You know, everybody was wanting to play and bring something new to the community. But that's this concert or this music festival has raised over $100,000 in 8 years.
Incredible. Wow.
For things like suicide awareness, the nutrition program at the senior center, for the Woodstock ballpark, for the Woodstock library, which we're about to purchase a new one. And how big is that? So all that coming from the proceeds of this music festival. And you know, I think, you know, you're getting to do these things and just having a great time doing it. So,
Mayor, I love problem solvers. And you talk about adversity, talk about challenges. And if we're up for it, a lot of times we can come up with solutions when we have some adversity and we have a challenge. And that sounds like exactly what Woodstock chose to do when the nutrition program was being cut. And now funding at $100,000 to the town and able to do some things like for this year to focus on a playground.
Well, yeah. I mean, and we're not talking about tax revenue. We're talking about donation dollars.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that comes from the gate at the music festival. And listen, our goal was to keep that gate, you know, the least expensive we could, because it's about the people of Woodstock. I mean, for goodness sake, it's $20 per vehicle. I mean, we don't care if you take a pickup truck and pile 40 people in it. Or look like a circus car. I mean, but that's what it goes to. And yes, this year's donations will go to build a children's park there at Town Hall inside the Arville Carnegie walking track next door. So that's exciting, you know, for us too. And being a town of less than 2,000, we have a lot of property. We just, you know, less than 2,000 people here. But those are the things that's great. And that's all community. I mean, that's not tax revenue. That's not over, when I speak about over $100,000, that's donation dollars from the festival. And how exciting is that? That's your folks. And so, we couldn't be more excited and more proud of what's happened.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Mayor Jeff Dodson. He's mayor of Woodstock, Alabama, as we talk about the town of Woodstock presenting the 8th annual Woodstock Music Festival presented by the town of Woodstock at Holiday Raceway. Tracy Lawrence is the headliner, and then also have the Southbound Revelers, Rick Harris, and then Mario Multi-Parish, I'm guessing. Is it Multi-Parish or Multi-Parish?
Mario he plays a lot of instruments, phenomenal keyboard sax player. He's an all around, and he's that type of band. If you like dancing and on the move, that's your band. And so, he's going to be exciting. And of course, Rick Harris, phenomenal singer and musician. He'll be opening for Tracy Lawrence and, the young men, the Southbound Revelers. And I kind of tell you the gist of it. We've always wanted to, showcase local talent, which is really what got us started. But we wanted to always showcase local talent and then have a headliner that would bring in a crowd and more funds. And so you're talking about, we've had, bands and artists like, Drayton Farley, who's now moved on to higher things. And we've had, Kentucky Headhunters, Colt Ford, Lori Morgan, Marshall Tucker. We've had, Craig Morgan. I mean, it's just a roll of phenomenal musicians that showed up to play. And Tracy Lawrence is surely one of the biggest shows we've had. And so, goodness, man, we're excited.
Mayor Dotson, if you're good with it, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk some more about the festival and your special community there in Woodstock, Alabama, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
The difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is Bill Bubba Bussey, formerly of the Rick and Bubba Show, your semi-retired, mostly washed-up host, now of Bubba on the Lake, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. We're reminding you, get out there and make a difference in somebody's life today. It really will count.
Kid on second base wants dad to
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have the mayor of Woodstock, Alabama right now, Mr. Jeff Dodson, as we talk about the town of Woodstock presenting Tracy Lawrence at the 8th Annual Woodstock Music Festival. Welcome back to the show, Mayor Dodson.
Oh, thank you for having me.
In November, I saw some pictures from Tracy Lawrence where they cooked hundreds of turkeys and donated those. What an incredible thing for Tracy to do year after year. And I was really impressed with Tracy using his recognition, using the fact that he's a well-beloved singer, musician, songwriter to help the community in that way.
Well, I mean, that's who you want performing in your town. That's who you want performing in events like this. Those that really love small town America, the rural areas of it. I mean, nothing wrong with the inner cities and the larger cities, but it seems like a lot of times rural areas may be left to their own. But to have artists such as this that perform in these areas, and they have that type of attitude when it comes to assisting communities. Those are the folks you want to have performing, small town America, and the real patriotic guy. And so was Craig Morgan. It came, and those type of people that recognize small town America is really what we love to have here.
And I know, Mayor, that you want others to experience Woodstock in the way that you did as a 17-year-old and have throughout your life, and now as mayor of Woodstock, Alabama. So it's an opportunity for people to come and experience rural life if they live in the cities, as you talked about.
Absolutely. I mean, the Woodstock is, like I said, we're located in North Bibb and Tuscaloosa counties. As you travel, 2059, exits 197. I mean, we're right between West Blocked and Vance and that area. And so, and listen, if you've never, experienced Holiday Raceway, I mean, to have the show there at the track means a lot too. So, Holiday Raceway has been there since the 60s. And so, to have the show there on that 40 acres is just amazing. And at night, it's you can find a finer place to have a festival. And so, but yes, we invite you to come see our small town way of life and to enjoy how it is here. And it's just a great place to live and grow up.
For those who are listening, when they hear the name Woodstock, and of course, it can be a play on words of a Woodstock Music Festival, the elephant in the room, is which came first, the chicken or the egg, right? So Woodstock or Woodstock? Tell us.
Mark, I can give you a quick story. It's absolutely, it's funny thinking back on it. But when we started the very first music, Woodstock Music Festival in 16, we're just a small town trying to raise some funds here. And our city attorney calls me one day in the midst of this and says, hey, the attorney for the Woodstock wants to speak to us. And I'm like, maybe there's problems.
Yes.
So anyway, we get on a conference call with the attorney for Woodstock Music Festival. And he starts out by saying, hey, I think what you guys are doing is a great thing. But we're going to have to sell you a franchise. And so our heart kind of sank there, looking at each other like, oh, goodness, what's this going to cost? Is this going to shut us down? And I said, what's that going to cost us? And he said, well, how does a dollar sound?
Oh, man.
And so I'm like, I'll send you a check today. But they were very great. Nobody wanted to interfere. They didn't want to interfere with what we were doing. We were doing, they knew we were doing it for a good cause. Our town was named Woodstock, you know how it goes. And so they were great about it. And we just moved on from there. And every year it seemed to, it's just gotten bigger every year. Our first year we had a $3,000 budget, and we didn't use the first 2 years of anything. We raised that money. And so last year's concert was around $130,000. And, we didn't, that we raised most of that. And so incredible. I mean, it's just incredible how the community and businesses is coming. Everybody wants to be a part of it now. And then you can tell, I mean, people are rushing to be sponsors and that's what, I mean, that's community. I mean, that's community where local businesses, all that's wanting to give. And there's hardly I couldn't name a business in the town of Woodstock that doesn't donate, whether it's, you know, we're donating drinks and waters or you know, monetary gifts or yes. time. I mean, it's just everybody's hands on when that starts. And man, it's just a great sight to see and a great feeling. We sell everything. We shirts, there's food vendors and the whole thing. And then the town of Woodstock also supports suicide prevention through our wildflower walk. It's every September. And so there's shirts for sale that sponsors that event. And so, goodness, man, it's really grown and we're really thankful, and it's a great time to showcase our community. So
we'll certainly do that again as we get closer to September and highlight that wildflower walk, as you talked about. Suicide awareness is very important to the Mark White Show, and I appreciate the fact that the community in Woodstock has an interest in this to help those in their community who are battling whether or not to live any longer.
Well, that means a lot. And let me say this, it all really came about for us. I mean, you know, of course, the S-Town podcast is what it was, and it had that element in there. And so, you know, we were getting so many calls from everybody. Alabama Suicide Prevention and Resource Coalition, ACEBARC, if you will. My wife was kind of volunteering, just trying to cull the suicide rates, if you will. And, you know, now it's just donations go just to the Wildflower Walk. So anybody, any organization that comes that day can set up and, you know, do things, you know, try to support and get the news out there that, there's a reason for you to be here, and we want to support that. And listen, I mean, even ACEBARC, I mean, how much they grew. They've trained over 12,000 people in the last 8 years in suicide prevention. That's more than any in the United States. And to believe that all that help came from here in Woodstock is absolutely incredible. And so we're proud of that as well. And so, yeah, of course, the Wildflower Walk means so much to us. So, and still, we all need to work to curb that number. I mean, you know, we want you to live. And everybody needs help. We all face depression and, you know, tough things in life, but it's are we our brother's keeper? We are, and it's our job to reach out and help our brother when they're in need.
Mayor Dotson, with the time that we have left, I would like for you to speak to the volunteers, the first responders in your community, those that it takes to make an effort like this happen.
Oh, absolutely. You know, let me say this, the town of Woodstock, if you had any idea how small we are as a staff, I mean, you know, outside the police department, you have the clerk, assistant clerk, the librarian, you have the court clerk, the head of maintenance, and the building inspector. And myself, you got seven people in that office that works on this music festival that has over 4,000 people at it. And to pull off an event like this with that short of staff is absolutely amazing. And then, of course, you know, you got police, Woodstock Police, and others running security and things of that nature. And of course, Green Pond Fire is there. And so, it is a massive event that has a small group of people, hands-on, running it. And it's just, I'm amazed every time I see a community come. But let me say this, our community, the citizens all jump in and help. I mean, whether it's parking cars, whether it's, you know, getting a stage ready, setting up chairs, tents. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, I mean, it's amazing. I'm stunned every year that how large this event is by just such a small group, a small staff. And you know, you're talking about that staff still got to carry on its daily activities to keep this town rolling every day. And so being able to do it, but I am blessed as a mayor, and this community is blessed to have an amazing staff like we have. It's just incredible. And so and I'm proud of all them. I'm proud of our police department. It's loaded full of experienced, good men and women that can get a job done. And so it's all a community effort, and it's about the community. We just want to invite everybody in to see how we do it here. And so we're very proud of it.
Mayor Dotson, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about the town of Woodstock and also the event that's coming up, the 8th Annual Woodstock Music Festival on May the 17th. Gates open at 3 p.m. at Holiday Raceway. This is presented by the town of Woodstock at Holiday Raceway. It's $20 parking per vehicle. You just put some folks in that vehicle and you drive in, pay your $20. Proceeds this year go to build a new playground. It's been a real pleasure. Looking forward to Tracy Lawrence, the Southbound Revelers, Rick Harris, along with Mario Multi Parish. And thank you, Mayor, for joining me today to shine a positive light on the town of Woodstock today.
Well, Mark, thank you so much. And I appreciate you letting us be a part of it.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a positive impact in our communities around Alabama, the country, and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live in love and love.